from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. Happy Friday to everybody out there. It is time now for Krusty's Corner. And here he is, one of the original kings of crustiness, Brian.
Thank you very much, Jonah. Appreciate that. Before we get started, can I say thanks to a Tolo out there? Big time Tolo out there?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Can I say thank you very, 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 very much to James Hahn, who runs one of the best services I've ever been a part of. He runs a company called Diffie Battery. Him and his partners do. And you heard my story yesterday about my battery problems in my car?
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy right here not only came to my house, put the battery in the car, made sure everything about the engine was right in the car. You talk about service. Even rode around with me. Like, I said, here are the keys. You want to drive, drive. He drove around. We talked and stuff. But he made sure. If you're one of those guys like me that knows nothing about cars, you know, I really appreciate Chief, Lucius, others trying to help my situation yesterday. I had no answers. I had really no answers. That thing died last night going home. I didn't want to be a part of it, but I called these guys, like dead, I say, a Diffie Battery.
Lucius, how funny was it? Was there any comedic elements to your time trying to help Broadus?
Nah, not really. Nah. He didn't know how to hold the cables.
Yeah.
He was like, the cables were going to shock him just touching them.
He was so scared of those cables. And then
it was the index finger and the thumb as he was holding the whip. Like, here you go, man. I got the
very much so away from his body.
Yeah,
and it was so funny because he couldn't just grasp the idea that maybe his battery was just completely dead because I had my jumper cables on
there. It was.
Oh, it definitely was. I'm like, dude, this should be working. He's like, are you sure the red is supposed to go on the red? He's like, I think he's supposed to put the black on the red. And I'm like, that's not how you're supposed to do it here. But
I would like to, you know, since I'm kind of taking all this from you over there, I'd like to maybe gift you some better jumper cables, maybe some more powerful ones, maybe some that have some thickness to them, you know?
They can, like, if there's still some, you know, somewhat of a pulse, they can bring you back, but they're not resuscitating you if you flatline, dude.
I think the battery was dead. There's no question.
Oh, James, man, it had to have been.
James was like, oh, no, you're carrying around a brick.
Yeah, thank you.
But your jumper cables, if I was driving maybe a LeCar, or one of those.
I don't think that it was a jumper cable issue.
Yeah.
Hey, you wouldn't know that
they were there. That trusty.
You wouldn't know, by the way, Broadus held the cables, that he didn't have any respect for their power.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen too many of those commercials, like Shell. You know how to put on, how to jump a car, and the battery blows through the thing. I've seen too many of those.
Well, you definitely don't want to touch them together.
Yeah. Well,
don't do that.
It's a good point. 214 is like, aren't you a race guy, Broadus?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I love the car races.
I'm not building the engine or being. I'm like, I used to tell guys this when I was in racing, like the guys, the engineers, the engine tuners and stuff. They would go, hey, Brian, how are the Buffalo Bills going to do this year?
And I'd say, but, Brian, hell, you're not even changing a tire, let alone the engine.
No, I'm not doing anything, Dawson. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm just admitting that I appreciate people that have businesses that do this.
Right. Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God for the people that can.
You can't turn it into a quality of your own.
Yeah, but when your friends let you down, you know, with bad jumper cables.
Look at you trying to turn it around.
It was the damn jumper cables.
I would have held the jumper cables.
Lash out if it makes you feel better.
I would have held the jumper cables the right way.
Those jumper cables stung. Hold the L.
If I'd known they had some power going through them. Yeah, but anyway.
Exactly. Everybody else's fault.
Yeah. It is. I totally admit it's I confess, Eric did it.
Actually, I think that he took the rest of the power that was left into his jumper case. His car got the energy.
I think they both felt obligated because for every Fridays I feed him, and it was kind of like, I got to try, man.
Feed me or not, I was going to try to get that car back going, man. I would have felt good about it.
Oh, man, man, I could have had you real quick out the way done in 3 minutes or less if I had my cables with me. My old lady took her my cables because she, you know, had a friend at her job that had a sick car. But my cables are chunky, fam. Big pythons. Big chunky.
If you're going to do a job, do it the right way.
Yeah.
That's all I just remember that, Eric. If you're going to do a job, make sure you do it the right way.
Who's surprised that Lucius's is bigger than mine? Okay, I don't think anybody is.
That's the least surprising.
You talking about the cables?
Slap.
You talking about the cables?
Of course. Yeah.
All right, but thanks again to my friends over there at the Diffy. All right, questions for my guys, real quick here. I'm sorry I got on that, but I appreciate everybody keeping up.
James Hahn, man, the real
James
deal.
James Hahn. He's a Tolo too. Big Tolo.
I keep those kind of details down,
was like,
Brian.
Yeah, he was big Tolo.
We could like launch a full on like teach a crusty essential life man skills. Like I don't think you've never mowed a lawn, have you?
Yeah.
I did when I was 32 years old. I did. I mowed a yard.
Okay, you mowed a yard.
I mowed a yard. I did. I mowed a yard.
Still working on your first tire change and battery change.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. All those things are true. All right. Here we go. Dawson.
Yeah.
Phillips Joseph Lawson. How does this end up at the end? Phillips.
Is that the screwdriver?
Phillips Joseph Lawson. All I'm guys they've Phillip. Added.
Do I got to pick two?
No. How is this going to end with these guys, all three? How's this going to end with all three of these guys?
Phillips, legend, Lawson, old man, Joseph, fair to Midland.
So you're not saying it's going to be very good for the Cowboys defense, all three of these guys?
No, I think it'll be overall pretty good. I think they've upgraded, you know, and where the way they've neglected, you know, these positions over the years. Well, I mean, not Lawson, but the interior. I'm just happy they got some veterans in here with some know-how. Now you won't, you know, have all the blown assignments. I think overall this is a nice upgrade for the Cowboys, but you got to keep expectations.
How about you, Chief?
Lower.
Phillips. Joseph Lawson. They added three defensive linemen. How's this going to end up?
Well, I do think that you will see Joseph and Phillips playing more snaps than Mozzie Smith, at least until those old bodies break down inevitably. I think like the season could start with those two guys, and you stretch them out as long as you can, and then before you know it, it's Mozzie Smith having to take over here because they're both aging big body dudes that only have so many snaps left. So perfect world. Those two guys play more than Mozzie, just because I'm not buying what Mozzie's selling right now with his play. Those guys are better than him today, but unfortunately, the attrition factor, those guys aren't going to last.
Wooly?
Yeah, all three play, and I think we'll have moments this year in contributions. I'm going to go Lawson one. I think Lawson could be a good find for them, and they need somebody to step up and be a pass rusher. I like what Lawson can bring to the table there. I'll go Phillips two and then Joseph three.
You know what? I would put Lawson three myself.
Okay.
I worry about Lawson. I don't think Lawson is what he was 2-3 years ago. I think the run defending part is something that you could probably hang your hat on. I don't know if he rushes the passer like he once did.
Oh, that's pretty disappointing.
Because that's kind of what you need him for.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's one of those ones that...
Ooh, I'm hoping and he can give you a little
to
juice.
Make sure I played the game the right way, I would probably go Phillips, Joseph, Lawson.
No, I was just asking how you think they're all three going to do.
Gotcha.
He just ranked him. He just power ranked him.
I like the way he did that.
Yeah, power rank him.
He's got that brain. He's got the power ranking brain.
Just ranking him down.
He immediately just
you know
goes
me, I love
to
a
the,
good list.
What's the best?
Chief.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about this tight end room?
I don't feel fantastic after Jake Ferguson. Now, I feel great about Jake Ferguson. And we all agree on this show that he's still underrated. When you hear just national conversations about tight ends, I still think he's being disrespected. I understand that he's not a household name necessarily, and it's a bit of a small sample size, like one season where he's really shown something. But I think he is he's your number two playmaker on offense outside of CeeDee Lamb. Okay, boom. So I feel great about him. Everybody else, I think there's giant question marks. I've never been a Scooney guy. I mean, he's getting injured. The best tweet of last weekend was like Todd Archer just saying like Scooney comes up gimpy after a one-yard catch. Like, that was the tweet. And he wasn't trying to be funny, but that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I none of those guys really have done enough to make you say, you've locked yourself in as tight end, too. So I think there's questions about a lot of those guys, especially from a blocking standpoint, after Ferguson.
How about you, Wooly?
I'm a big John Stevens fan. I mean, when we were out in Oxnard, I left saying John Stevens is your tight end, too.
I think he's
gotten that position. I think now after a full training camp, you're saying the same thing. Yeah. People are kind of coming around on that idea. I think as a target, as a receiver, I mean, he's big body, moves really well. The blocking, it seems like, is coming along nicely.
Getting better.
I feel good about those two. I think John Stevens can be a really solid tight end, too. I just think there's tons of questions about availability when it comes to Schoonmaker. I think he's an average overall athlete. I thought that when he was coming out of Michigan, but it was the blocking that excited me, and they really needed that. I mean, there were times he was literally the headline blocker. He was leading Blake Corum through holes in Michigan.
Right.
He has not been the same player in the NFL. So, I mean, those three, I feel overall solid about the room because I think Ferguson can be a top five tight end this year. But him and Stevens, to me, are the two for sures.
Yeah, I feel good about it, but they've thrown
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of assets at this position over the years, and they can't get anything except for like finesse pass catchers. It just seems like you should be able to go out and find somebody that can wham the nose and open up the run game for you. And, you know, the disappointment of Schoonmaker cannot be overstated because that's just a massive disappointment. And between him and Mozzie Smith, that failed draft is the reason why this championship window is closed for the time being.
Wooly.
What up?
Do you feel like that Marquise Bell will be the starter for Wilson at some point this season?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Marquise Bell is just a playmaker. He's always around the football. The question was, okay, how does he do in coverage going back to safety? You know he can tackle. I think Wilson, it was a good conversation we had about, like, sometimes he's not always taking the right angles.
Right.
And I thought coverage, he was a liability at times last year. It seemed like he had a pretty strong camp.
Yeah.
So, to your point, I expect Wilson to start, but I think Bell absolutely will eat into some of those snaps.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I feel the exact same way. I mean, I used to absolutely love Donovan Wilson from a couple of years ago. He still has some elements of that. I mean, he is a dog. He's the guy that's getting in a fight with Jake Ferguson at the end of training camp. He is a dude that will absolutely smack you and be a bit of a tone setter for your defense. But I love what Marquise Bell does. So I think there's a place for both of them here. I think they're both assets.
Dawson, how do you feel about the safeties?
Wilson has to be a lot more sound here in the first month of the season, or I'd be looking to make that switch myself.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on there. And the final one here in the minute we have, better rookie season, Cooper Beebe or Marshawn Nealon?
I'm going to go with Marshawn Nealon. You know, I think BB has quite a bit of figuring out to do, get the reps in, and long-term he's going to be great, but I think his learning curve is sharper.
How about you there, Chief?
I might agree. I just think the level of difficulty to do what Cooper Beebe is going to have to do as opposed to what Marshawn Nealon's defined role, hey, you play this side of the ball and you set the edge, and there's not as much to it as what center is, so I'll go Nealon because of that.
I'll stay with my guy, Cooper.
And the reason being?
I just think he's going to be, I mean, an upgrade for you at center. I mean, I think both are going to be good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what he's able to give you at center, I think, is going to help overall this running game as well.
Yeah, I really do think that this kid at center is going to be just fine. I really do. Just the more you watch him play, he's not your traditional-looking center. He's kind of a guy of a throwbacks look to him, the way he plays and stuff. He's tough. He's never on the ground. I think Marshawn Nealon has really surprised. You asked me the most surprising pick that they made, that one was, because I wasn't really sure how that one was going to play, had an idea how good BB was going to do, but I think he's going to be the guy in the rookie season that we're all going to be really happy he's there. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Brian. There he goes, Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We have an hour and a half of content remaining. Rangers at Cleveland coming up at 5:30 with the pregame. We'll talk with Sands there. We'll talk with Eric Nadel coming up at about 4:20. Well, Chuck, what do we have next?
Yeah, let's do a little Friday audio news dump, shall we? We got a sing-off. We've got Does the NFL Need More Hate? And a Happy Gilmore update. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.